Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And while I don't have what I normally have on a Wednesday, I do have... I have an excellent substitution for that. Normally, in the next hour, we would do the podcast Think Game Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller, but Bob is teaching today, so today, instead of talking gear and guns and all that other stuff, I get to talk about the political shenanigans with writer, columnist, and investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I don't even know what time of day it is. Anyway, recently, we discovered the shortcoming to the DeSantis administration, didn't we?
To put it mildly, yes, sir.
Now, let us preface this by saying this simply, that this is not a reflection of, per se, Ron DeSantis, but it does point out a glaring example of one thing that I say all the time, which is, number one, politicians are only as good as their staff. And number two, if a politician looks you in the eye and says, I don't care if you carry a gun, that tells a lot about a politician. So this is just me. This is something I've always said. I haven't even read the article because I knew we were going to talk about this today. So I, too, become educated in this moment. So please, sir, what has happened in Florida?
The DeSantis campaign and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement are violating preemption, Florida's powerful preemption statute, or I should say they will be tomorrow night in Alachua, the city of Alachua, Florida, in the Legacy Park Multipurpose Center. There is an event there. It is called the Ronald Reagan Black Tie and Blue Jeans Barbecue. Governor DeSantis will be speaking. It is a public building owned by the city of Alachua, funded by the taxpayers, fully supported by taxpayers. There are attendees who purchased tickets. The event is sold out. They will all be screened with metal detectors at the front door, and no firearms will be allowed, and that is in contravention of Florida state law. That's what was given to me, the tip, and it only gets worse from there.
Right.
Now, in Florida, if this was at a private facility, they could get away with it.
Right.
But this is a taxpayer building. You can't stop me from carrying a firearm into a building. I don't care who's speaking. So... I'm also on the board of Florida Carry, which is a great organization. One of our members, actually, one of our regional leads, bought four tickets to the event.
Right.
They're 60 bucks a piece. And he got an email back announcing that, be aware, all guests will be required to pass through a security checkpoint, which will include scanning by a metal detector. Well, you know, he tried to be nice. He tried to let them know. And he sent the email was signed by Ann Stone. She's the treasurer of the Alachua County Republican Executive Committee. So the guy's not trying to make a fuss. He sends her an email saying, quote, just a quick note, since the facility is city owned on city property, concealed carry cannot be banned during the event. That's the law. I hope everyone understands this. You know, trying to help him out. I mean, he lives there, right? So she replied, and I'm quoting, it might be the law, but Ron DeSantis is not speaking unless there are no guns or other weapons. I think you would be mobbed if you caused him to leave without speaking, she said in her reply. kind of a threat, Bill.
Yeah, she sort of sounds like she has a crystal ball as well. That's a
yeah.
That's an interesting assertion. Now, do we have any indicator at all as to what Mr. DeSantis may or may not think about this? Does he know, do you think, or does, I mean, is he like...
I tried.
Okay.
I reached out to Delaney Bomar, who is the press secretary for the Ron DeSantis for Governor campaign, and I heard nothing but crickets back. So I reached out to Ms. Stone Monday afternoon, and she was a little confusing. She confirmed that the Alachua County Republican Executive Committee is organizing an event. And she said when the DeSantis campaign and Florida Department of Law Enforcement, or frequently delayed law enforcement, whatever you want to call it, FDLE,
right,
came in, they gave her a list of very specific rules. And one of them was no guns. And I said, well, that's great. Can I have a copy of that list of rules? And she said no, because they were all presented verbally. They did not give her a written copy. And then she said, you know, that she also possessed a valid Florida concealed weapon or firearm license, and she was more than willing to be disarmed. And I'm going to quote her again based on what she said in our conversation. I'm a gun person, but what I see is that Ron DeSantis is an up-and-comer. He's important, and he needs to be protected. So I have no problem going without my gun. So... this is illegal. I got to get back to that. You can't do this. So she said that somebody ran it by legal, and they were told that since it's no longer a public event, since it's closed now, you can't buy any more tickets. And I said, that makes no sense, because the public should buy tickets. You know? And she said, well, it's not no longer a public event. It'll be closed. Okay. Well, at the very least, with FDLE involved, they're regulating firearms, and that violates our preemption statute, which is powerful. It was signed into law in 1987, and it only allows the state legislature to regulate guns. And there are severe penalties for any public official who violates it, including a $5,000 fine or removal from office. So if FDLE is regulating firearms, you know, I hope they have some kind of bailout scheme for their next job, because that's illegal.
Who is tasked with the governor's security detail? Do you know? Is it FDLE?
FDLE. They run it. I don't know who's on. Yeah.
So they
provide the same.
Do they have a standing policy of this? Is this a new thing that's just now coming to light?
I that's funny you should ask. I guess great minds think alike. Because I sent a public records request, which is Florida's version of a FOIA request,
right,
to FDLE, seeking copies of any rules they use when DeSantis is speaking at a public event. They confirmed they received the public records request. They have not replied, however.
Very likely. Very likely what I would think would happen is that when they do reply, it will be after the event.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, I have nothing against the Alachua County REC. I wish them well. This is their big fundraiser. Annual fundraiser, and you know, he's a great speaker, and quite frankly, he's been a great governor.
Sure.
I mean, just look what he's done for our hurricane victims.
Right.
But, and this is, we're taking a little bit of heat, but hey, I represent several pro-gun groups, not pro-Republican groups.
Right.
So this is wrong, and this needs to change. They need to allow firearms in there.
Well, they definitely need to they need to make their rules present. They need to make them public.
Yeah,
they definitely need to do that. But I guess just playing devil's advocate, how big of an area are they cordoning off to where they're not allowing weapons?
It's a room in the multipurpose center, which should seat about 400 or 500 people.
So,
and you know what? If they cornered off 10-foot area and didn't allow handguns in because of that, that would be illegal.
Well, it's also it's a very, you know what? Hang on. This
okay.
is a fascinating conversation. Got lost track of time talking to Lee Williams about something going on where they're violating preemption in Florida. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Engineers Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am speaking with writer, columnist, and investigative reporter Lee Williams. He writes for the Second Amendment Foundation. He writes for Armed American News. And he is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com. And in Florida, they've decided to violate preemption, I guess, in the name of security for the governor of the state, Ron DeSantis. And what I was about to say, Lee, is from a practicality standpoint, cordoning off that small of an area and saying, okay, we're going to have this little exclusive club where 400 people can sit here intimately and listen to the governor. does the governor beam in there? Doesn't he have to like come there in a car or something, or is he teleporting in? Because that's not really a security. That's not a security scheme there. This is like nobody gets past the velvet rope without, you know, being on the list. And I know they sold tickets to it, but from a security standpoint, if I'm an assassin and I'm like, oh, I can't kill him in there. Okay. He got to go in and he got to come out. Right?
Well, and that's the thing. We love him. He's done incredibly well. This is no reflection on him. So I speculate, does he even know it's happening? Was he even aware that this is happening?
That's the question.
Because his campaign spokesman isn't returning calls and FDLE isn't coughing up any documents yet. He needs to understand that armed Floridians are not a threat. They're a help. Okay. We love the guy. At the very least, Bill, as I wrote in the column, this is incredibly bad staff work. Like you said earlier, a politician's only good as a staff. And this is terrible staff work and terrible optics. I hope when they plan future events, they factor in gun laws, because you kind of have to in Florida. Every newly elected public official in the state is warned about two things: guns and public records. Nothing will get you fired faster or get you in trouble faster than guns or public records. We have very strong gun laws. We have very strong public records law. You violate them, you're out. I don't think he gets to be governor without knowing that.
Yeah.
I question if he even knows, because, you know, he's a sharp guy. He's an attorney. He would know immediately, oh, you know, we're violating preemption.
So, and this is one thing that I have always, you know, I vote Republican. That is the party that is closest to my philosophy of the way government should run, Republican. Not so much because they're the good ones. It's because they're the ones that do the least amount of damage in some cases. There are some conservatives out there. Democrats, though, they're actively anti-gun. They're actively anti-freedom, anti-liberty. So, yes, I vote Republican. However, Republicans exist in a bubble, too. And it almost sounds like somebody, without doing any critical thinking, has gone to the default position, well, we need to disarm everybody in there for security. Except they don't know what actual, you know, if you're out there protecting a head of state, okay, let's elevate Mr. DeSantis a little bit. He's the head of state. They're controlling the avenues in, they're controlling the avenues out, they're controlling the airspace, and still, even with all of that control that they've got over this. I remember in 20... might have been 2016. It was 2016, right before Trump was elected. It was the first time he addressed the NRA before he was elected. He already had Secret Service protection. We all had to park out in a grassy knoll to leave literally, there was one side of the venue, and then the other side of the venue in Louisville was just nothing but grass. And then it rained. And then everybody there was stuck in the grass because it turned into mud. And I'm out there trying to push a car out of a mud hole. I've got a new divot in my chest. My wife is having a meltdown. We finally got loose. But, I mean, they had snipers on the roof. They were controlling the airspace. They had rotary wings all over the place. They were controlling the avenues in and out. That's how you protect the head of state. You do not protect the head of state by getting out there and saying, we're going to wand everybody coming into the room.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing is just amateurish.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is amateur hour, and I wonder if he even has an advisor on the Second Amendment. Okay, there's nothing that can get you in trouble as a politician in Florida faster than guns or public records, and this is a pretty big deal. People have said, well, you should just overlook it because it's DeSantis. Well, no, we're not gonna. What if, God forbid, Charlie Crist wins the election? A guy who supports Joe Biden's entire gun control agenda, in addition to wanting to get rid of our preemption statute. What if he wins? Would we overlook this for Charlie Crist? No. Gun rights in Florida did not happen overnight. They did not happen easily. It took decades and decades of fighting to get what we got now. We're already, you know, in 26th place. There are 25 states that allow constitutional carry. So, you know, damn it, we're going to protect what we got left. And this is wrong, and he needs to know that.
Well, the other thing about Florida, Florida led the way with the concealed carry permit program as far as
we did.
Yeah, you guys were the first. And you have how many millions of permit holders? A couple of million.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I haven't seen recent figures, but I mean 5-6 when you count the in-state and then the out-of-state, which is very popular.
Right.
The non-resident.
So I would imagine that as a percentage of population, you guys are right up there with that as well. So, yeah, I can see where somebody would get in trouble with that. But at the very least, at this moment, I kind of look at this as an opportunity for people like you that live in Florida, that are writers, that also are involved in the politics aside. What are you going to do after this event, since you have since this ugly underbelly has now been exposed?
Well, you know, part of our job has always been to educate, especially with the Second Amendment Foundation. We're always there to educate. This is a crisis. I know they clicked into crisis management mode. You know, these crisis management consultants will all tell you for, you know, thousands of dollars an hour, the best thing to do is acknowledge a mistake, own it, and move forward. So, you know, as the ultimate guy, this is the Ron DeSantis campaign. I hope he comes forward quickly, says, you know, this is really stupid. I'm going to appear there. I'm not afraid of armed Floridians. Matter of fact, there are true first responders. And let's move on. This will never happen again. And somebody's got to eat this. And I got a feeling, you know, I hope it's going to be the governor, and then we'll move forward. But if FDLE is involved, I know Florida Carry will get involved. And that won't be pretty. If FDLE is out there regulating firearms, I guarantee it that's going to shift it into a whole new realm.
But they need to publicize their rules.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Okay, so you want to try, and then once they publicize their rules, that's when you step up and go, well, you know, Governor DeSantis has to walk in and out of that protected room, and he has to walk out of that protected room. And then he has to get into his motorcade, and he'll be outdoors while that's happening. You guys aren't protecting anything with this little, like you said, it's amateur hour. And, you know, that's, you know, they do need to, you know what, before I talk my way in, talking to Lee Williams about a preemption violation in Florida. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has announced the release of another 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News that the president's own policies are the reason for the rising gas prices.
What America saw was President Biden blaming rising gasoline prices on the war in Ukraine. But look, most Americans know gasoline prices have gone up 50% before the first shot was fired.
A top Fed Reserve official believes interest rates could hit 5% if inflation doesn't slow down. speaking at the Women Corporate Directors Minnesota Chapter, Minneapolis Fed Reserve Bank President Neil Kashkari notes progress on inflation hasn't been seen yet. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Lee Williams, investigative reporter, writer, gun writer. Politically speaking, you've sort of wandered into a smoking gun with this one, haven't you?
Yeah, and your listeners should know we didn't approach this willy-nilly. I mean, I was an investigative reporter at four newspapers for years, and this one, that clicked right on, man. I mean, we went through a vetting on this story that you cannot imagine. I went out initially and tried to disprove it. Well, this cannot be true. So we tried to disprove it, and unfortunately, we couldn't. It's all true, and it's disturbing because I thought a lot more. I thought that, you know, this quite frankly, I thought DeSantis would have known better.
Well, we don't know what he knows. That's the jump ball.
Yeah.
Right? We don't know what he knows. And, but here's a problem with any politician out there. And you can tell me if I'm wrong. Okay? First of all, when a person wants to be a politician, they go out and they get a consultant. And there's nobody out there that is a political consultant that is known that doesn't play the game already.
Right.
So, like, if you roll in on that consultant, somebody asked me one time to consult with the consultant and the candidate about what they should say about the Second Amendment. He wanted to be sheriff. So I'm on this conference call, and I say what the sheriff should say is that he acknowledges that he and his deputies are there, but they are augmented heavily by the good law-abiding armed citizenry of the county. And I could hear the consultant in the background go, "Oh my God," you know, and I said, "I hear your consultant in the background, but you got to understand, Mr. So and So, if you want to get somebody's attention, you got to separate yourself from the herd."
Yep.
So you got to stop.
Yep.
You got to get out of that status quo lines. You know, everything that they get out there. So get out there and they play the game. So that's the first thing. So these guys come up and they begin to believe the part of success is listening to your people, right? So then now he's governor. He was a member of Congress before that, right? DeSantis?
Correct.
So members of Congress have so much material coming at them on a constant basis that they have to have a staff reading it. They can't possibly read it all or peruse it. Some of these that are not lawyers or something like that, they need somebody just to decipher it. So this really falls, I kind of think. And most of these guys hire as staffers. I don't know. Have you noticed this? They hire a bunch of college kids straight out of school.
You know, you're like the 10th person to tell me that. Yeah. And I completely agree. I've met some of them. I've talked to some of them. Hell, there are some that I wonder if they're old enough to shave and buy beer.
Well, I know that Obama's staff, when they were looking at the journalistic core out there, most of the journalistic core they had to deal with were kids right out of school. And they played that. They used that to their advantage. And they said out loud, these guys are really easy to get them to believe your position. So, you know, that I would. Have you met any of the staff of Governor DeSantis? Has he got a bunch of kids?
I've talked to a few of them. He's got some with gray hair too. I go back to these are core issues here in Florida, and if you don't get them, well, this is the lesson of what not to do.
Right.
Because if I came to you and I said, you know, a month ago, I said, Bill, I've got this huge, you know, major preemption violation story I'm working involving the Governor DeSantis. I mean, you'd think, you'd know damn well, you'd think I was kidding. There's got to be some mistake there. And put it this way, this has not been a fun story to tell. And we in no way have ever made light of it or anything like that because, you know, we like Ron. He's been a hell of a governor.
Right.
And I wish him well. I'm sure as hell not going to vote for Charlie Crist because he wants to take my guns, I think, more than Joe Biden does.
Well, and the good thing about DeSantis, I think DeSantis is a well-based, got a good foundation of conservative beliefs within himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
This would be one of those moments where it might be an aha moment for him to understand what his staff is doing. Now, how complicit in this particular scheme is this local county Republican committee that put this together? Do you think maybe they might be the ones that said, yes, they won't? And this is the thing. Were you going to go listen to him speak?
I've never got a ticket, but let's put it this way. We have friends of ours that are going to be there.
Okay.
So we'll know what happens. And I hope they do the right thing. I say again, I don't want this to become an issue. This thing, chalk it up to lessons learned. But, you know, this is why we're in business, brother. We protect the Second Amendment.
Well, I think it actually does. It exposes an issue. I don't think it's an issue with DeSantis. I think it's an issue with the people under DeSantis. And for every Republican politician holding office today, they have those people that don't know, that default, that are, you know, that don't do critical thinking. Everything's copy and paste with them. That's the thing. That's what you've exposed. You've exposed the copy and paste mentality of, you know, what works over here is going to work over there. And it doesn't. It doesn't. It's never going to. And, you know, yes, you have it. This is an issue. This is definitely an issue. But I don't think it has as much to do with DeSantis as it does with the culture that rides. Do you know how much a staffer makes for working for a governor? I mean, it's not an entry-level job as far as the salary is concerned.
No, they're well compensated.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
I mean, there's some members of his staff that probably make more money than he does because he has a budget to pay him. So if he wants to attract a really good, experienced chief of staff, then he's got to pay. And, you know, that's not something uncommon. Here in South Carolina, most of the staffers for all of the elected officials make more money than the general assemblymen do, but we only pay them like $12,000 a year to do it. we pay
nothing wrong with that.
We pay them what they're worth, but the staffers, they do make more money than that. But every time I've ever run into a staffer, when Nikki Haley was elected governor, everybody running around her, I was like, wow, Nikki Haley is such a great, great governor. She's got like a field trip. She's leading a field trip because she's got nothing but kids around her running her stuff. And they're like Stepford people, if that makes any sense. Have you ever run into that where they all talk the same way and smile the same way? And
oh, yep, they've all been.
Thanks very much for that.
Together.
Please, Pat, send along your information. We'll take a look at it and we'll bring it to the governor's attention. And if the governor wants to discuss this with you, we'll let you know. And that's when.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah. So that, and this is really the first example. I don't go to see anybody speak.
Yeah.
Because I learned this. You know what? I'll tell you what I learned in the next segment. But I mean, I think you ride with this horse. I think you get. I mean, you may have trouble getting a hold of him, but you know Alan Gottlieb, and Alan Gottlieb has advised the president. So you call Alan Gottlieb and say, Alan, you should go have a chat with Ron DeSantis. And then Alan pulls out his nicest bow tie and he heads to the sunny climes of Florida, which. God knows he should get out of Washington State.
Absolutely, especially this time of year.
Yeah, hang on for me if you will. Lee writes for at gunwriter.substack.com. He is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, and he is the one-man band at Armed American News. And he is also half of Think, Aim, Fire, which unfortunately we don't have today. But sometimes you go with the gut. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I could actually do the whole show about this, but, well, my guest Lee Williams has other things to do. Money to make, things to write about, people to expose. We're talking about the preemption violation in Florida and the deep roots that it has within the system of the way Republicans, not just Republicans, Democrats do it too, but the Democrats are a little more honest about their intentions. Would you say so?
Yeah, they're very clear. They want to take all of our guns,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah. They're not playing this little passive-aggressive game of, well, we don't want to take your guns. We just don't want you to have them in this room today, ever. Well, while we're here, you know, that kind of thing. So here's the thing I learned. I learned this the hard way when during the Tea Party surge in 2010, when I first got into radio, I thought I was lucky enough to meet Trey Gowdy before he was.
Oh.
He was just a prosecutor. He was a big known. He was a well known prosecutor in Spartanburg County, and when he was running for office, and then I then proceeded to interview him probably 10, 20 times. The whole time he was in while he was on in Congress. And as good and as eloquent as Trey Gowdy was and all of the things that he did, first of all, when Trump was elected, when he got the nomination and he figured out he was going to get elected, he quit. And I wondered why he quit. And then I looked at his record, and Trey Gowdy never wrote a bill. He never wrote a bill period, but he never made, and so consequently, he never made a law. He never started a law.
Oh my God.
Which is the legislative process, I thought. Now, he got to be on lots of committees and head committees, and he got to be on TV a lot, and he got to be a talking head a lot, but does that mean that when you ascend to that level, because they've always got their Democrat pets and their Republican pets, and he was one of the Republican pets. They liked it because in the point counterpoint, he would be coming out there and he would be almost Dan Aykroyd-ish in Weekend Update when he would be addressing whoever the Jane Curtin was, you know. And but he never did anything. Nikki Haley is a political lightweight. She has no ideas of her own. She has a chief of staff that tells her her ideas. And that chief of staff calls a consultant in Virginia every day to find out what her agenda is going to be. That started when she made governor, and it goes on to this day. And yet, people around that look at Nikki Haley think she's just this character of great depth and everything else. And no, she is not. She is at best a female Mitt Romney at best.
Oh.
So one thing I learned out of the Tea Party and what came of the Tea Party is that these guys have a shelf life. And when they expend it, when they run out of gas, they're out of gas. They're not rechargeable. You can't fill up their tank at the gas pump. They're just done. I mean, this, and that applies to Trump. This will apply to DeSantis. It applies to all of them. So this is why I never go see one of them speak. I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
You know, I can read about what they have to say, and I can watch what they have to do, and I can live with the consequence of what they have going on. But as far as me getting out there and going, oh, my God, I got to meet Trey Gowdy. Oh, my God, I got to meet Nikki Haley. You know, I've still got one of Nikki Haley's phone numbers in my phone book. On my iPhone. But I'm never going to call her. And it probably doesn't work anymore anyway. So, I mean, politicians, and I asked Trey Gowdy this when he first got elected. I said, is politics a performance-based profession? He says it has to be. And then he worked for 10 years and didn't perform. Well, actually, I guess, did he quit in 2020 or did he quit in 2016?
I'm not sure. All I know is he's got a show on Fox.
Sure. Yeah. He's got a show on Fox. Yeah. Him and what's that other guy's name? His partner in crime that was served in the House as well. I can't remember his name. But, yeah, they both got shows on Fox. And good for them. I mean, okay, I get it.
Yep. Yep.
Got to make a living.
All for it.
All for it and all that other stuff. But do not get out there when you're in power, when you're in, if you're going to take power, you got to use it. And I think, and this is where I think the salvation is for you, is that Ron DeSantis knows how to use power.
Yeah.
So that makes me think he probably doesn't know about this.
Well, it's a question of what he does. And I'm sure he knows about it now because, you know, the thing just exploded. It's a question of what he does about it.
Yeah.
Because he has to, I mean, he is not the presidential candidate yet. Otherwise, he'd have Secret Service protection. And Secret Service, as you know, could walk in and just say, hey, no guns. But he's not that now. So all he has is state law and FDLE. I hope to God he does the right thing because he has been doing the right thing since he's been governor. And I don't want this black mark on his record, but this is something there's no negotiation here. Okay. We are not going to compromise on this. He needs to show up tomorrow night and, trust that Florida gun owners are really good, honest, hardworking people.
Well, I know he says that. I know he says it, but I mean, I'm a DeSantis fan. I can't wait till I get to say President DeSantis. I don't know if it'll be this time. I kind of think we're going to see a second act of Donald Trump, but at some point I hope he does run for that. Because he's sort of like a Teflon Don as far as with the Democrats and the media, just like Trump. He's not afraid to fight him either, so that's a good thing. But and he knows the game.
Yes.
He knows how to play the game, and he knows how to turn the game against the others. So that's splendid. Actually, that's something I wish Trump could do. So, but this, I mean... Yeah, you ought to run with this, and I mean, you ought to. This ought to be a topic right now. The problem with the Republican Party is the staffers.
It really is. It really is. This should never have happened. I would have somebody's anatomy on my keychain if I were DeSantis over this one, and if you truly did not know. Especially if it's FDLE, we'll find that out if and when they respond factually and honestly to my Freedom of Information Act or public records request, because they can't regulate arms, man. And they've been having some issues with that.
Now, have you contacted like your member of the legislature, your senator in the legislature?
Oh, yeah.
And what do they have to say about it? Because they're basically... They're basically making them redundant by not following the laws that they have set forth.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a callback. I have contacted my congressman, and we will see. He's a very good Second Amendment proponent and pretty much an advocate. So things are in the works. We realized right away when we got this tip that this would not be a story, that this would be a series.
Yeah.
And that is really holding true because it's something we're not going to let go. You don't get to play games like this with the gun rights of the people that, you know, you want to govern. And that's kind of what it looks like they were doing.
It's like discovering that the mafia was in charge of the pizza industry in New York City.
Yeah, or Las Vegas,
you know? Yeah.
Back in the day.
So, I mean, this will be the gift that keeps on giving for you as far as being able to write about it. But, I mean, you don't write about this stuff for the glitz. You write about it to bring about some sort of change.
And that's what we will do.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think there's any time when you get out there and say, well, we're just going to do it this one time and you just take it, okay? Because that's what they said about COVID. We just need 15 days to flatten the curve. And now, thanks to the COVID lockdowns, unfortunately, and Lee will be writing about them, we got a bunch of rampage killers out there that are 18 years old, who got locked up when they were 16 years old, and they've gotten to percolate on what they had going on, and they've emerged as rampage killers, and we'll be seeing more of them as this goes along. More teenage rampage killers. That's just one of the fruits of the harvest. Thank you for taking the time to join me to bring this to light today, sir.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me.
Find Lee and his work at armedamericannews.com, at gunwriter.substack.com, and you'll see him reprinted all over the place as he writes for the Second Amendment Foundation. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.